Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. If you use an electronic cigarette, you're getting more than a jolt of nicotine. That vapor also includes what researchers say is a significant amount of lead and other toxic metals. A sample of e-cigarettes used by 56 people found that many devices generated aerosols with potentially unsafe levels of nickel, lead, chromium, and manganese. Repeatedly inhaling these metals has been linked to cardiovascular, lung, liver, and brain damage. The findings by Johns Hopkins University scientists were published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. E-cigarettes use a battery-powered current to heat a liquid that contains nicotine and flavorings. That creates a vaporized cloud that is inhaled, commonly known as vaping. The study participants brought their devices to the researchers' labs for analysis. The team tested for metals in the vapor's refill dispensers, in the e-cigarette's liquid tank, and in the aerosol clouds. The median lead concentration in the aerosols was more than 25 times greater than the median level in the refill dispensers. Almost half of the aerosol samples had lead levels that exceeded recommendations by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which is still deciding how to regulate e-cigarettes. Researchers said the heating coils on some e-cigarettes appear to be leaking metals, which then get into the aerosols that users inhale. They also noted that more metals were found in e-cigarettes that had frequently changed coils, suggesting that newer coils may leach metals more easily. If you choose to vape, be aware, there's more than just nicotine in that puffy white cloud you're inhaling. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. Today's script is featured on the web at heartbeatradio.org. Our website provides a script archive and includes links to other trusted health-related websites.